The greatest expectations of the people of this country are the facilitation of high quality service experience delivery, access and affordability in the telecom sector. We need to make sure that we could drive down the price of access and make sure that we deliver continuously a wow experience to our customers. In furtherance of these objectives, government has facilitated constructions of in-country fiber networks, including the Eastern Corridor Project. The Western Corridor Project will complete the loop on the western side, and this will commence soon.
The manager of Ghana Internet Exchange, Emmanuel Kwarten, throws more light on the roadshow program.
The main aim of the Ghana Internet Exchange Point appearing roadshow, the whole idea is to expose to the Ghanaian populace what the Internet Exchange Point is about. The Internet Exchange Point has been in operation since 2005, and we have all the big telcos, all the big ISPs connected. We want to keep local traffic local. So if you want to go to anywhere between one provider and another, in the past, what we used to do is go all the way to Europe and the US and come back. And that is very high latency, so it has become slow. You realize that these days, there are a lot of content in town. There's YouTube, there's that, so you want to get it very fast. So if somebody is hosting a service on Vodafone and you are an MTN subscriber or you are a ZipNet or BBH subscriber, immediately, you don't want to go to the internet and come back. So that's the essence of the exchange point. Our main aim is to help the end user. So the end user is the one who benefits most. Yes, very fast for the end user, easy access to any content. And as part of this, we also try to encourage people to do a lot of local content.
The acting director general of the National Communications Authority, Joseph Anoche, encouraged local content servers to be hosted at the exchange for easy access to local content.